Everything wrong with my body and brain, everything ugly, scarred, and sick, is intertwined, knotted together in a grotesque amalgamation of rusty nails and writhing bugs. One day, you're a scared kid with a ticking time bomb strapped to your body. And all you can hear is the ticking. But it's so loud that you get so used to it that one day you notice that you can't hear it anymore. And you look down, and your body is destroyed. And in the most disgusting ways, like, your skin is charred and your flesh is hanging off of you. And I imagine you can see the bone of your spine, maybe your ribs, but the flesh is hanging on. And I pictured it as below your ribs, you can see your spine and maybe a bit of your hip bones, and then your organs are hanging out from the skin and flesh above or where your rib cage is. And your skin is charred and there's blood everywhere. That's the mental image that came to me when I thought of this metaphor. And I've thought of this metaphor so many times. Because how else do you describe it? How else do you describe something like that? But being a kid with a bomb counting down strapped to you, or being a kid and sitting in a room with a countdown, knowing that the walls are gonna close in on you at any second. But I like this metaphor that I came up with today. The time bomb one, because I've always thought of the time bomb one, and I've always thought about the walls closing in one, but I never really knew how to describe that point after, where you wake up one day and you're an adult and it's too late. Not too late, never too late, but it feels too late, and you feel ruined. And like you are stuck. So those are the two things I thought about at work today. My endometriosis flared up. I had to leave work early. I am in a lot of pain. And that's when I came up with the first one, because I was thinking about a lot today. And I'm always thinking about a lot, but I don't know. I was thinking about how exhausted I am of my body constantly. Being against me all the time. All the time. In everything. So, I don't know. I think I'm gonna turn both of those metaphors into longer poems, but I'm not sure when or how. Maybe later today, but I also tend to procrastinate this shit. As soon as the inspiration leaves my brain. And as I am now at home and resting, the inspiration is a little gone. So who knows? Who knows? But it'll come back. Because this is the kind of thing I'm always thinking up metaphors about. Because there's no other way to describe things that you can't even begin to describe than with a good metaphor.